Hello everybody, my name is Sara Newton and I come from Finland, Joensuu, and I represent the Karelia University of Applied Sciences. And now you can see our region in the right location on the map. So we locate close to Russia border, on quite top of the Europe. And here is some of our elderly people from our Life 2.0 pilot. We've been working on quite wide area, and therefore there's a couple different places where I took the photos into this presentation. So we have worked together with Joen Severi, whose picture is on the left top corner. They are peer-to-peer ICT guides, so elderly who teach other elderly to use computers and iPads. And then we have the Joensuu City Library on the left side, where we have had our guiding sessions for the elderly people. And then on another location in Tohmajärvi, we work in the bank's little lecture room as one of our living lab rooms. So we have altogether 35 elderly users who are from 64 to 80 years old, and there are spouses and friends and relative caregivers amongst that group. Also in Finland, the third sector associations are very strong, and especially with elderly people, there is many different associations. So we have included four associations, the main elderly union and caregivers union, and also the ICT guidance, Joensuu, and also a village centre. Then we have three public organisations. One is business organisation who is helping and connecting the local North Karelia businesses around Joensuu. And then we have City Library and one elderly care homes activity centre as the newest one. And 12 small businesses, which range from renovations and small caring and cleaning, and also movie theatre and conservatorium. And as I said, Joensuu is in North Karelia region in Finland. And actually the whole North Karelia region is our living lab location. So we haven't been working only in Joensuu, but in a wider area, because that's how people in Finland, they also travel, because we have lots of summer cottages and holiday houses, so we travel across the areas a lot. So therefore it was more reasonable to cover bigger area in Finland in this pilot. And of course the elderly homes have also been the location of the pilot, because we have been doing the individual interviews and guiding at elderly homes. So how have we done it? We have been having the individual interviews and guiding at homes. Then we have had 20 guiding sessions around the North Karelia region. Also then co-design workshops, where we have been operating and checking through the application interface and how elderly see the interface and what kind of changes would they like to have on it, and also the business model thinking together with them, as well as together with the businesses at the same time. And the guiding has been also given through phone and emails. And we have also been delivering a newsletter for the elderly about every half a year, telling what's going on in a project and when is our next guiding sessions and meetings going to be. And with businesses and third sector organizations and other participants, we've been also having individual interviews and then common joint workshops together with them. And then we have had also 7 public presentations. And here I wanted also to present more closely the North Karelia region. So there are many smaller towns and cities inside of North Karelia. And the colourful little sticky notes are where our elderly people are located. the color codes have been going so that the pink one is the ones who use computer every day and are very good with ICT. And the orange is sort of using once a week, not very fluently, but little bit familiar. And the yellow ones are then the ones who didn't have any ICT skills when they started with us. So we've been also teaching how to use the basic computer functions and how to use iPads during the pilot. And the circle around there is 30 kilometers radius from Joensuu. Joensuu is in the middle of the center. So the furthest ones are about 90 kilometers away from Joensuu center. But the elderly union operates in the whole area also. So they do go to events on the other areas also. And therefore, it's been important having the whole area as a part of the pilot. I'll just quickly talk through this process and the methods. So in October 2011, we started recruiting the participants. And we cooperated with the elderly union so that we participated into their activities and meetings, representing the project and asking elderly if they are interested to join to the pilot. And then on February, we started setting up and agreeing that where are we having our meetings, where are we doing the guiding, and setting up so-called demo rooms in that stage. Then March, May 2012, we started the interviews with the elderly. Everybody was individually interviewed when they started the pilot. So we knew the background, we knew how much they can use computers and what is their main interests in the pilot. And thereon, we started monthly guiding sessions. And the monthly guiding sessions were held also in four different locations. So not just in Joensuu, but also in other locations around the North Karelia region. So we tried to go as close to elderly people as possible, so they didn't have to travel every time to Joensuu. And then we started attracting businesses and other stakeholders to come along to the pilot to get also content into the platform. And then at the same time, we were all the time having the Kurdistan workshops and evaluating in every meeting that is there some problems in the service and in the platform? Is there something else that our elderly would like to have on the platform? And then cooperating between the other pilots also, that have they had the similar issues and things rising up in their areas. Then some pictures from our pilot. So we used a diary. The elderly had the diary where they recorded the use of the service, and then we discussed about the records always in the meetings, that what kind of issues there had been. There's some photos from the homes, individual interviews. Peer-to-peer guidance, so other elderly teaching other elderly to use the computers. Then co-design workshops. Another example of co-design workshop where we were thinking the main structures of the platform. And then also on the left side, there's a newsletter example where on one page we have the next half a year, all the guiding sessions planned out. So the elderly can also see when the next sessions are coming. Then a business presentation and also workshop with businesses from the local area to attract them to join to our pilot. And they were also, every table had two iPads, so they were also trying out the service and telling how they see the service and what do they think that the service and platform should have more in there from the business perspective. Then we also set out on the streets. So there was few occasions when there was a bigger event in Joensuu for elderly. So we set up our own tent and presented the live project, and also elderly had the chance to test openly the platform. So what kind of experiences have we had from our pilot in Finland? The elderly have considered very useful and necessary this Life 2.0 platform. They think it's very current and necessary, but because we have had quite small an amount of elderly, when thinking about how big region we have had, there hasn't been much like received help across between each other, because there's been only 5 or 10 in the same area. So when it will be fully running, a lot of hundreds of people, then it will be definitely much more helpful for them. They have been happy how they can see events and announcements from there. And the elderly have been also, well, the latest ones of their own announcements have been like, let's go and pick up some berries or mushrooms together from the forest. That one elderly doesn't have her own car, so she's asking other people with the car to go together to the forest to pick berries. So it's also a social connection at the same time. And from the region perspective, then the Joensuu regional organizations and see the Life 2.0 as a big possibility in this little bit tighter economical situation. So they see that there is a big chance that some of the helping can be given as volunteer help through these associations and this platform. So it takes some responsibility off from the public sector. And also it sees the chance for collaboration between the public sector, the private businesses and the third sector associations. So they can together collaborate and give services and help for elderly people. And yes, yes. And also at the end, I would like to say that the elderly also were happy about the chance to borrow the iPads and the laptops, and they have gained more self-conscious and skills with ICT and computer use. And a few of them have started buying their own devices, like Anelia, and others also said that they became more interested about the whole experience of the computer use, and they were very happy about Life 2.0. Thank you.